Hamach liv por b'chamor, if somebody makes an exchange, I give you a cow for a donkey, v'yolda, and then the porer gave birth. And we don't know when did it give birth, before the exchange or after the exchange. In other words, we do not know who owns the porer. Does the Baal HaPorah or does the Baal HaChamor own it? V'chein, the same thing, hamoicha shivchosoi, if I sold my shivcha to somebody else, v'yolda, and she gave birth. Zeloima, the first original owner says, actually, Macharti, it gave birth before I sold it to you. Still belongs to me. The Zeroim, the other one says, no, Michelakhti, it gave birth after I bought it. Therefore I have a right to the Vlad. The Lachrijachlaiku, this is a moment Amutta Pesophic that we say Holkin. We divide it. Hoyoloi Bezavod. Let's say there were two slaves there. Echad God of Yechad Kotan. Vechain Bez Sodas, it's two different fields. Achaz Gedola, one big one, Viachas Katana, one small field. Now, Halakeach, the one that bought it said, Godel Lakachti, I bought the big field off you. The Halayayma, Reuven, the owner says, no, any day, I'm not sure. Because Reuven had two fields, or he had two avodim, and he sold one of them to Shimon. So Shimon says he bought the bigger one, and Reuven says he doesn't know. The locker is then, Zocha Begodel. So by the Bar Hashem, Bar Yodif, he has the right to get the bigger one. What about if Hamoicha Ruah Makotim Mechati? The Moicha says, I know for sure I sold you the smaller one. And the one that buys it says, I don't remember, I don't know. Then also, we go after the Bari, the Moicha that says, I sold you the small one, you only have a right to take the cotton. What about again, Zeroi Megodob Zeroi Mekotim, it's Machlokes. They both say, I get the big one. The locker is, Yeshova Hamoicha Shehakotim Mechaloi. That the Moicher has the right to swear that he only sold him the small one. And then the Echnami, then the Lokeach only gets the small one. Here is a kasha to the Reisha. In the Reisha we say, Yachleiku. So how come over here we don't say Yachleiku? This we'll see in the Gemara. Oima, yeah, go to Moicheloi. Zeroi Miren Yedeya. Oh, no, that's good. You know, one second, in the Reisha it says, I will see in the Gemara why, right. Now what's going to be? Zeroi Miren Yedeya, Zeroi Miren Yedeya, Yachleiku. Here, if they both said they don't know, next time here we say Yachleiku. So you have to know how come in the ratio we always say Yachleiku, and the safer is only if they say any Yodeya. But if they both say they know, then the Moicha swears. For the Gemara, first of all, the ratio even, Amai Yachleiku, sure we don't know when the Pora gave birth, so why do we say Yachleiku? For let's say Rishus the man Kaimo. Let's see in whose Rishus is the Vlad. The Pora gave birth. Let's see where the Vlad is. For Levi Ida, Chamaitz Mechor, Olvaraya. Then the other one is always called the Moitzim Chavera. He has to bring a proof before he can take it out. So we're talking about now gave birth in an agam, in the swamps, outside, in neither Rishus. Therefore it's called a regular moment, a mutzah besotik, without any muzokim. Therefore the din is Yachleiku. And Shivcha Nami, the Kaima Besimta, or Shivcha also she gave birth Besimta. Rashi says, Karen Zovius Asmukla Rechava. That Moichrim Bo Behemoth Seavodim Kitzah, it was an either Rishus. Now it's a good Sufik. When did she give birth? Who was the owner at the time when she gave birth? And since we have a Sufik, therefore we say Yachleiku. Fred the Gemara still, even though there's no Muzokim here, but Venukmo Acheska Samarikama. Why don't we leave in the Chazaka, the one that owned it before? That means the Moicha, the one that sold it, it belonged to him until now. So we do not know if he still owns the Vlad or not, let's say it still stays by him. And therefore, Levi, the Laker, the one that's buying it now, he should be Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. Tomorrow says through Hamani Sumchis. The Amish goes according to Sumchis. The Yoma that says, Momin Amutzik Besofik Holkin, Veloi Shavua. Anytime you have a Momin Amutzik Besofik, even though there's a Cheskis Morikama, Sumchis doesn't go after Cheskis Morikama. Rather, we say Yachleiku. Therefore, also we say Yachleiku. But the Gemara know, hey, Madiyama Sumcha Veshema Veshema. When does Sumcha say Yachleiku? When there's two doubts, like in the Sefer of the Mishnah. But Bori or Bori Miyomar, when they both say Bori, does Sumcha agree that we say Yachleiku? Right, this we'll see. When Amar Rav Rahuna, in, yes, Amar Sumcha, the real Bori or Bori, even by Bori or Bori, still Sumcha says Yachleiku. That's found the ratio of the Mishnah. Rav Lama Liyolim Kiyama Sumcha Veshema Veshema, Hava Bori or Bori Liyama. V'toni enechlam yefter an amishna. Zeroi meshema atchloi mecharti. V'zeroi ma shema mishalakachti. In other words, it's not taka really a tiny shema. That tiny is bari. He's just saying in a nice lotion. But if either they're both saying Bari, I know for sure this, and this happened, therefore we say Achloiko according to Sukkah. Automatically, the Pora belongs to the owner of the Chamor. And then the Pora gave birth. And again, we have a suffix. When exactly did it give birth? By whose Rishus was it? So again, the Mishnah says, Yachliku. So Gemara says, Amai Yachliku again, left the Rishus of the Man Kaimo. Why do we say it's a Yachliku? Is it a Pora when it gave birth? We do not know when it gave birth, it still belonged to the Balach Pora. Or did the Balach Chamor own it already? So therefore, we say Yachliku. Why? Let's see whose Rishus it's in. It's talking about the standing in the Agam, there's no Muchzik. And Shivchanam in the Kaima Besimta. For the Morva Nukma Achoskas Mori. Kama, we have either all of Araya, Libo and Achoskas Mori. Kama, who owned it before. So Mori says, finally, Hamani, Sumchisi. Our Mishnah goes according to Sumchis. The Yoma that Sumchis says, the Klal is Momin, a Mutsav is Sophic is Chokin. Money that is a Sophic upon who owns the money. So that's the Lachro, as we always say, Chokin.
Yeah. And he says also below Yishruah. Now the Gemara says, Kurakasha, Eimadiyama Sumchis, when does Sumchis say this? Vishema Vishema. Only when they're both tying a tying a Shema. Then we say, since you have a doubt yourself, the Muchzik, the one that's holding on to it, is a Shema, then we say Achleikum. But Ubori Ubori Miyama, Kurakasha is if the Muchzik, or the one that had the Cheskes Mori Kama, if he says Bori for sure, I know it still belongs to me, the Kurah should win out. So Mara says, Omar Rabba Ba Rafuna in yes, that Omar Sumchas himself says this Svara, Afilu Vabari. Even in a case where both are tiny Bari, still Sumchas says the Klal is Yachlaikum. Whenever we have a doubt upon money, and there's no real Muchzik, nobody is holding on to it, like over here, this Pora gave birth in the field, and this Vlad now we have a Suffolk, who owns the kid? Does the original owner own it, or the one that bought it owns it? We don't know. That's Sumchis Svara, we say Momin Hamutzik, the Sulfik we say Chokin. Rav Amarava says no. Liyolam really Atayakiyam, Asumchis when does Sumchis say his Svara of Yachleikum? Shema Veshema. Only when both are only tining Shema. Avul Bori Yabori Liyomar. But when I say Bori Yabori, then he didn't say it. Since the one that had a Cheskes Morikama is saying Bori, we can't take it away from him. We don't say Yachleikum. If so, it's a shver in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Tainas Bori, and still we say Yachleku. So Mora says, no. Oh, Tanei, learn in our Mishnah like this. Zeh oimer, Shema Achloi Mechati, Vizeh oimer, Shema Mishlakachti, Enechnami. You have to be gross in our Mishnah also, a Tainas Shema. This one says, maybe it was mine, the other one says, maybe it was his. And since it's only a Shema v'Shema, therefore we say Yachleku. Now the Gemara says, Tanan. We learn at the end of our Mishnah, Zeh oimer eini yodeya. This one says, I do not know. Vizeh oimer eini yodeya. I do not know. And it's both the Bala Pora and the Bala Chamor, they both admit that they do not know when did the Pora give birth. We do not know who owns the Vlad. So Mishnah says, Yach loiko. That's the Seifa. So much like this. Bishlai malarova. Me the Seifa Shema Vashema. Reishanami Shema Vashema. Just like the Sefer is talking about where they have a doubt, any day you say Achleiku, who had in the ratio also is with a tiny Shema Vashema. Elo bot l'rabba barav huna. The Yoma that he says, in, O ma sumchas afilu bori abori, that he says, no, the ratio is talking about even though there's a tiny bori, even though the Moicha says for sure it's mine, and the Lekech says for sure it's his. Still we say Achleiku, if so, hash to bori abori. Om Yachleiku, Maduch by Bori Bori. The Sumcha says, Yachleiku, if so, Shema v'Shema Miboyi, like for what purpose do we need the Sefer? What do we need the case? Where each one says, any Yodeya. Lukhur Pshitis Yachleiku. Maduch, when they both say Bori, we say Yachleiku. For sure, if they both say Shema, there's no Mukhse, there's no Cheskes Morikama, because there's only a Shema, for sure we would say Yachleiku. Samara says, true. I'll tell you, imi shemo, just because of this kasha, lo yir, it's not really a question. Tona seifa l'gluya resha. It says in the seifa, shema v'shema, to teach us what the resha means, even by bori v'bori. Because otherwise, shaloi toima, you should not say, resha, shema v'shema, avo bori v'bori loi. If I would only have the resha, maybe the resha is also talking about shema v'shema. But when there's a bori v'bori, maybe Sumchas never said yachleiku. Therefore, Tono Sefer Shema V'Shema, I vadafka need the sefer of our Mishnah to say clearly where they're both saying any your day I do not know where they're both a Shema. So therefore, mechlal, that's a proof. The reisha bari bari. In other words, I need the sefer to explain what the reisha is talking about. The sefer is talking about a Shema of a Shema. Therefore, I know that the reisha is talking about bari bari. And that's his sheet that even by bari bari, Sunkas also said yachleiku, according to Rabba bar Ravuna. Nothing more says, Tanan learned in our Mishnah, Zero Eme Godol. So Moiches, the Lokech says, I bought off you a big ox, or a big Evid. The Zero Eme, this one says back, Kota, no, I sold you the small Evid, or the small field. Is Alokher is Yeshova HaMoicher. So the Moicher has a right to swear, Shekota and Mochar. The Moicher has a right, he's supposed to swear, that I only sold you the small one, and that's all. The Lokech cannot take more than the small one. But this is a Machlekes. I say I sold to you the small Evid, and you say no, you bought the big Evid. So therefore the Moicher has a right to swear he only sold the small one, and that's all. It's like this. Bishleima l'rova diomar. That ki yomar sumcha shema b'shema. When does sumcha said it in his yachleku? Anytime we have a doubt who owns the money, we say yachleku, that's only by b'shema b'shema. Avu bori bori loy omar. But by Bari and Bari, they're both saying Bari, then Sumcha does not say Yachleku. Mishumach is very good Yeshava. It's very good why the Moicher has to swear, and he swears and he only has to give away the small one, not the big one. We like to not say Yachleku, it's very good. Elo but L'Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Yoma that he says in, yes, Oma Sumcha Safilu Bari Bari, that Sumcha said even by Bari and Bari, if so, Amai Yeshava. Why does he have to swear? Amayi shavar moicher yachloiku mi boile. There should be a case of yachloiku that should be over here. Amayi shavar moicher yachloiku mi boile. If Yoda Sumcha says yachloiku even by bari vibari, so then what's pshat in the Mishnah? Why does it say when the moicher says I sold you a small one? And he says, no, I bought a big one. That we say he swears. And he only gives him a small one, it should be a din of yachloiku. So Gemara answers true, but I'll tell you, Moide Sumchas agrees. Heichod Yika Shvua the Yeraisa, Kedibina Lamemela Kamon, that Sumchas agrees when we have to swear anyway, that then we do not say Yachleku. Rather than he swears to free himself, like we'll soon see. Rashi says, Moide Sumchas Heichod Yika Shvua the Yeraisa, Kedila Kamon Mukmina Lo Bidikotel Yoda. We're talking about that the Yevit is missing his hand. The Lav Helichu. I'm not saying take what you're supposed to. Hold the call moide le begave. Therefore, it's like a moide b'miksas. V'yish le nishboim al avodim. He's like a moide b'miksas. I owe you the evid, but I'm not giving you the whole thing because his hand is missing. So therefore, the moicher has to swear. He's a moide b'miksas. V'yish le also holds, like we'll soon see, tonu b'chitim, moide le b'sarim chayiv. So the kid said, when there's a moide b'miksas, that he has to swear midiraisa, then Sumchas agrees that's not called a regular case of Mamun Amutah B'Sofik. But rather, instead of being Yachleku, we say since he has to swear, we listen to the Shavua. And therefore the Mishnah says the Moicher should swear that he only sold him the small one, and that's all. Now it says, Ho Yuloi Beis Avodim, let's say the Moicher had two slaves. Echad God of Yechad Kochad, one big and one small one. Again, and the Moicher says, I sold you the small one. And the Lekev says, no, you sold me the big one. So the Mishnah says what? That the Moicher has to swear that he only sold him the small one, and that's all. So Moicher asks the question, why is there a Shavua? Amai Yishova, what kind of Shavua? Like, first should you learn, it's a Moide B'miksas. The Lekev is saying, you owe me the big one. And the Moicher is saying, I agree that I owe you something, I only owe you the small one. So since he's a Moide B'miksas, therefore the Moicher has to swear. The question is why? Why does the Moicher have to swear? There are two different tainas. The Lekech is saying, you sold me the big one. One Evid. And the Moicher is saying, nothing doing. That taina is Sheker. I didn't sell you the big one. Instead, he says, I sold you the small one. So there are two different tainas. So that's not called the Moicher B'miksas. The Moicher is not admitting to half of what the Lekech is saying. He's admitting to something else. So there should not be a Chiv Shavua. The Yoid, secondly, Heilachu, that when the Moicher says that I sold you the small one, and the small Levit is right here, he's like saying, here it is, take it. So the Mandiyam we had before in the Avdala that says, when you say Heilach, here it is, take it, that's also not considered a Moide B'miksas. You do not have to swear. So how come over here, when the Moichah says, I only sold you the small one, and here it is, does the Mishnah say the Moichah has to swear? The Yod, a third question is, Einish boy mal ha'avodim. Even if you want to say it is a Moichah of a Mixas, but we know the klal is, we don't swear on an Eved. The same way you don't swear on Kakois, we have Sukkim for it. The same way Eved is Hukshel Kakois, you do not swear on an Eved. Sakam al Mishnah says, the Moichah has to swear. So Gemara first answers, Omar Rav, Rav says, B'toyanu demei. We're not talking about he's asking for the Eved itself, but he's asking for the money of the Eved. That's the Shaila. The Shaila is, how much money does he owe him? Rashi says, Demei Eved Godol Masati Lecho Biyotcho, She'atikneyu li. I gave you the money for a big Eved to buy me a big Eved. And you didn't buy it to me, so I'm saying, give me back the money. And the other one says, no, you only gave me the money for a small Eved. So it's like I'm saying you owe me $200, and he's admitting that he owes you $100. So that's a good case of Moed B'Mikzas. That means, Demei.